99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, my name's Joyce. Thursday's edition of radio. So first, Confessions Thursday, and after that, the Lords of Logic. So, quite a number of you have been asking me, who's this guy? What's the title of the song? The assistant in the studio tells me that I got quite a number of messages yesterday to this regard. And yesterday on social media, even on Instagram. So his name is Todd Dulaney. Todd, T-O-D-D. Yeah, T-O-D-D, Todd. Dulaney, D-U-L-A-N-E-Y. D-U-L-A-N-E-Y. And the song is titled Remember Me. Recently, I was driving by Eco Hotel and I saw a banner that has his face on it. Apparently, he's going to be in Nigeria. I don't know when, but he's going to be in Nigeria soon. So you probably, if you're going to, I don't know what that, if I'm not sure as to the event or the dating of the event. But if you are going to be attending the event, then you're probably going to hear him perform the song. The song is like 2 weeks old. Yes, it's the latest release. And this song once again has reinforced my desire to open up the conversation that there is a similarity, or maybe even better, cut from the same cloth, is worship and lovemaking. Now, you don't have to agree, but what I think would be appreciated is to give defense for or against why you think they differ and are independent one from the other. Or maybe you note and recognize similarities and you can at least try to verbalize what you think the similarity is. But I also have a concern, and let me even share that with you. My concern is that I'm hoping that the conversation would not fall flat into a sensual conversation. Remember, this is afternoon radio and we want it to be as clean and as non-seductive. You know, night shows, yeah, you can do those type of sensual conversations. For afternoon show, it's a little, because now kids are listening, and then we have the NBC who will expect me to not have that kind of a conversation during the afternoon. But I think that we can have the conversation if we choose to not sensualize it in a manner that it would sound inappropriate for a daytime conversation. So what would be expected of you is to, of course, I know you know what it means when I say lovemaking. So you just compare all your facts as far as lovemaking goes and compare it to the similarity with worship, and then you extract language with which you would use to describe both. Something in me tells me you can do it. Let me even tell you, I was telling a colleague I wanted to have this conversation on radio, and he was of the opinion that no, Nigerians cannot manage it. And I don't believe what he believes. I think you can manage it. If I gave you a formula, I think you can follow it. If you're down for it sometime next week, probably. No, next week I have something else. Huh. Okay, so, well, if you're down for it in no time, in a couple of weeks, we could actually have a conversation comparing lovemaking to worship. We'll extract similarities and we'll keep our heads above water. And what that would mean is if you fall beneath water, it means that I have to cut you off because your language would be deemed to be inappropriate for daytime radio. So think about it. And then when the day comes, we can thoroughly see whether there is, by conscience, intellect, by introspection, by interrogation, we can extract what can be said to be either similarity or difference between lovemaking and worship. All right? Okay, good. His name's Todd Dulaney. The song is titled Remember Me, 27 minutes past 12 on the clock. I have this idea. It's running around loose in my head. I don't even know if I'm up for it just yet, and that's why I haven't necessarily done anything to it. Yesterday, someone sent me a message on Twitter. He's asking that I have a sit-out with callers. He thinks I should have like a kind of event where I have callers come out. Now, when I had a similar thought like that, what I wanted to do was I wanted to have a sit out with callers on the Lords of Logic specifically. Because one, I have to manage a crowd. Two, I think I want, you know, it's a hangout. So I want to have a certain type of forgive me. But that's exactly what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking, let's have a sit out. But I want to have a sit out with you know, minds that are deeply entertained by the Lords of Logic, you know, that particular element of the show. I feel that way we can further even enjoy the sit out rather than sit out and be arguing about politics. I'm not doing that. Yeah, so it's still an idea in my head. I don't know how much that's going to cost me. And God, I don't want to. Ah, my back is paining me, man. So it's still an idea, and I think, and because I also have an expectation, I think I want it to be like a 3-course meal. I want it to be like good food and good wine. So that's some good money right there. You see, and if I ask you to pay now, I don't know whether. Yeah, because really I was thinking maybe I should ask you to pay for it, and it's got to be good. It has to be that good. I'm not aiming for anything, and not necessarily a classist thing in the most remote sense. Is that if it's a hangout, it should really be something like, and it's a first hangout. Yeah, t-shirt, jeans, come with a book you want to give someone. Let's talk about every other thing besides politics. All right. So we're going to go off on a break. When we come back, Confessions Thursday, our first hour. And after that, we segue into the Lords of Logic. Thursdays are great. We'll love it for all the elements that it brings with it. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. This is Radio. I'm having a little glitch here with my computer. Just give me a moment while that moment plays out. Finitely, let me try to fix it. And then, of course, conversation begins for Confessions Thursday. Oh, Every note appears as though it feels like a flow of passion through your veins. That's the only way I can describe it. You know, it feels as though there's something in your veins, and it has an element of both fire and flow. It's like, yeah, every word appears as though I'm trying to touch something. It's like, oof. I'm looking forward to that conversation with you guys. If you disagree, it would be okay. Because once again, you know, like, realities are different from one person to the other. So, of course, you know, it might be that this is not in the most remote sense your reality. So I think you already know where my position is. Like, I think you know. So we'll wait for that day to come. The sun will rise, and on the sunny side, we'll talk about it. Todd Delaney. All right, Confessions Thursday. I'm having a little glitch here, but that's not going to get in our way. I have enough classical music. Yeah, just to keep your spirit where it should be, high, elevated, bright, beautiful, sustained, rewarded, enticed with art and truth and the good. Ooh. All right, you're looking forward to it, aren't you? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you're calling, you don't say your name. So our first hour, Confessions Thursday. You know how it works, right? Oh, good. So you don't say your name, and then you're going to tell us something secret, something private, something difficult, something untold. Pretty much you haven't necessarily shared it with anybody. Now, it might be good, bad, ugly. Or it might be good, bad, or even dark. It might require furtherance. By that I mean introspection, analysis, understanding. So we might use our resource, which is public opinion. And then, speaking about public opinion, we're going to try to not make any caller who calls in feel bad about something that they might have said. I mean, you can be honest about your observation or the context in which you understand the situation, but we're not going to humiliate them by the structure of our language. Yeah, all right, you get it. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome. Don't forget majesty. Confessions Thursday, good afternoon. Hello. To you. Hello, welcome.
Hello,
to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
How are you doing?
I'm healthy, glad, and grateful.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to speak with you for so long.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm with you. With you. Lost you. All right. Confessions Thursday. Well, quite a number of people want to speak with me, and sometimes I think it's like a private situation, and I cannot quite speak to everyone privately. So you can send me an email if, for example, you fall within the category of people who want to tell me a story personally. And thesmeafrica@gmail.com. One word, thesmeafrica@gmail.com. That's it. Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling from the bed.
Confession Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
All right.
Very serious news.
All right, go ahead, then we're with you.
Yeah, Joyce, this happened years back when I was young. So there's this lady I was hanging out with. So along the line, she got pregnant. So we were arguing it. She come around, she would tell me she's pregnant. I say it's not true. Not until one day she came. She told me, I told her that she stopped telling me that I'm the one responsible. Just, I beat this girl.
You beat her up?
Black. I beat her black and blue. To the point, her face turned to black. Honestly, I messed her up. To the point, I even chased her with a knife. She ran home. So when she got home in the morning, her parents saw a girl, there was this woman that saw her and went and told her parents that they should ask their daughter what happened to her. So in the morning, they asked her, she could not tell them what happened. Not until the woman told the parent that I beat her. So the parent wanted to go and call police. She told her parent that if she bring any police, that she is not part of the arrangement. It's okay, no problem. You know that right from that moment she told me that she was pregnant. That was the day I stopped. I even set up my eyes on her. I did not near her until she put to bed. So when she put to bed, one of my sisters went to hospital and came back and told me that I should go and take care of the lady. Her baby is just one of my sisters drew a picture.
Okay.
Just, I did not know her. After some years, the girl had died at the age of, say, 5 or 6 years.
Sorry, bring it back. So, I didn't get that. She what?
The girl had this daughter because when she put to bed, after 6 years, when the girl must have at least, she has attended 6 years, yes. So the little girl started coming to our house at the age of 6. So she tried to stop the little girl to come to our house, but I don't know what happened. The girl kept coming around.
A girl?
Yeah, she's
a baby girl. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
A baby girl, yeah. But the summary of this is this. Joyce, after that day, you know, Joyce, I cannot, because I started very well when I was young. But as we speak now, I cannot even point at one thing that I achieved for years back. I've not traveled out of the country. Unfortunately, I came back. Nothing works for me. And I'm not this kind of person that goes to prophet and the prophetess and all that. But every church I attend, they said I should go back to a particular lady, that I should go and ask for forgiveness.
Huh.
To a point, there was one we lost, one of my brother's wife. That this place we went, so I followed. I joined them. So the woman said, "Young man, who is this young small little girl that is beside you?" I pretend as if I was not the person she was referring to. She said, "Young man, talking to you. This little girl, who is the mother?" I said, "I'm sorry, I'm not with the mother." She said, "I should go and beg the mother." Just to get the thing now, nothing's working for me. So I called her on phone and I related the whole story. She said she didn't get any, just that there was a lot of causes and spell when she was pregnant, that I abandoned her, I disgraced her. Even the parents at the point chased away from the house. So with that pregnant, she go to farm, they send her out to farm because they wanted to deal with me. She refused. So they punished her and she put to bed. Wow. As we speak now, I'm not finding a place very easy. I've called her on phone and begged her. Nothing was for me. I traveled out of the country. I sent back for me to get work. All this, I don't just know. I've begged and begged her. Because they said I should go and beg her. Not one prophet, not two prophets. So I don't know.
What did she say when you approached her?
I called her. She picked. She said yes. She said all manner of things against me.
While she was pregnant?
That she has forgiven me. But they said I must go to her 101. My phone of a thing might not solve the problem. Even the way it is now, from me, because I'm from eastern part of the country. Even today's morning, I travel to east is a problem, to be honest.
Is she in the east? Is she in the east? Where is she? Lagos?
Yes. She's in the east, yeah.
Okay. So she admits that while she was pregnant, she was hurting and she cursed you.
Yes. She says so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you've met her. You said you have apologized to her. And she said she's forgiving you.
Yes.
But they still tell you to go back. That it says go.
Yeah. Yeah. They said the man of God that did say I must go to her. If it has I have to involve my family and her own family. Because according to her, there is a particular man in their family. The man is a native man. So the man used to help her. And this man also says something during that period. Because the man always see her, going out to this kind of difficulties as somebody who is pregnant. I think that she's not supposed to do. She does it to make sure that she feed.
Wow. And then the man saw her and then cursed you even more.
Yes. He says so. So when I call her, she said I should come. Just to be honest, the way my life is now.
Right.
I was a big boy, did I travel, but now Joyce, nothing.
Yeah.
Not after, only thing I lay my hand on, nothing works.
So, you're going to go to the village then? You're going to go see her?
The problem now is just even to see transport to go to the village is a problem, Joyce, to be honest.
Wow.
To be honest.
And every time you call her to apologize, she says, I've forgiven you. It's all right, you can move on.
Yes. She says she has forgiven me.
Wow.
Even my daughter now is 23, 24 years.
Oh,
yes, I narrated the whole story to my daughter. Even the thing is also affecting my daughter. Because the way I want her to be, to get money to train her, is a problem also. So my daughter said she should come so that she will accompany me to her mommy.
Okay. Now, it seems as though the only reason, and please understand that I'm only just thinking, all right? It seems as though the only reason that you are looking for her to apologize is not necessarily because you sat down on your own and you realized that what you did to another human being is bad, but that the only reason you're looking for her to apologize is because things are not going well for you.
Yes. Yeah. So, I don't know.
So,
I just want to voice it out.
Yeah.
I just may God forgive me because... I know the life I used to live, but now I'm not happy with the life I'm living, to be honest.
Okay.
When I see people I started with, most of them are big boys now.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you want her to forgive you so that you can go back to your big boy status? Do you want her? Hold on. Wait a second, please. Just hold on. Are you looking for forgiveness because you want your wealth or your good nature, your success to be restored to you? Or are you looking for her to forgive you because you understand that what you have done to her is evil?
Yeah, just to be honest, I realize what I have done to her is totally evil.
Because if you're looking for her to apologize to her, and this is me thinking, if you're looking for her to apologize to her, like, my life isn't going well, and it's probably because of what I did to this girl. Okay, let me just tell her sorry so I can move on with my life. I don't even know that God would forgive you. But again, I'm just Joyce, and I can't speak for God. I'm just only a thinker. But if you're looking for her to apologize because you realize that what came out of you even defiled you,
Yeah.
Like what you did to hurt her has even defiled you, then it shows a deeper sense of remorse. Does that make sense?
Joyce, I said I realized what I did to her was totally wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm responsible for that pregnancy. There's no doubt about that.
When did you realize you're responsible for the pregnancy? Then?
It was okay. When I realized it was one day when maybe my sister went to hospital. But being a young guy, Joy.
I'm with you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry?
I'm with you. Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
So how much I beat her?
You beat her so terrible. I mean, you said you beat her so bad her face went black.
I said, Joy, I beat her black and blue.
Wow.
Only her beating. I gave her beating of her life.
Did you know then that the child was yours, but you just didn't want to admit it?
Joy, it's just a small story. Yes, a young guy. Because that I was 21 years of
age. Okay. All right.
So I was thinking that, you know, nothing that happened. You know, there are so many girls around. If you go, another person will come in. Things like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what I was doing was sinful. But I realized, honestly, I beat her black and blue, Joy. I beat her black. Only her beating. I gave her beating of her life.
Wow.
Even if it hadn't been that she supported her parents, I don't know what the parents would have done to me, but she said, no, she cannot.
I think she needs to. And you see, I think for her to really forgive you, her emotions have to come into it. She has to also allow her emotions show in order for her words of forgiveness to even have potence. Because you broke her spirit. Now, the thing is, you have to now find money to go and see her. It's like you are in a bottleneck. So, well, I also think you should pray about it. I don't know what your faith is, but if you are one who believes that God is the one who saves from sin,
I believe.
Then you are going to go to God, and you are going to go to God, the wretch you are. Like, you're not going to go there and put up a language, put up a face, put up a front, have an argument of defense. You're going to go to God broken. Does that make sense? And hopefully God will help you, because God will not even do much until she moves, because she has to let you go.
Yeah.
She has to let you go. She has to freely. She has to freely. Yeah. So I also think you should pray about it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. I wish you well. I wish you well. Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. You're going to speak up for us, and you can go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Lagos.
Lagos, good.
My name's
No, you're not supposed to say your name. You have a confession, right?
Yeah, concerning what the man said about the woman he impregnated many years ago.
Yeah.
And he did badly too. From his statement, I can understand that he's not really sorry for his actions, but he kept repeating his big boy status. I need to go back to his big boy status.
No, I don't. Hold on a second, please. I asked him, and he said he is looking to apologize to her because of what he knows he has done.
Okay.
So if you ask me, and I'm not defending him, I'm only telling you what I know that he said he has. Because sometimes people don't even understand something, so I thought I was able to explain it to him what he was looking for. Initially, I also thought that he was trying to go back to his big boy status, but I don't agree with that anymore. I think he's really sorry. I think he has realized what he's done. If you,
But with God, all things are possible. That's one thing I understand. So he should, before speaking to her, he should go maybe on 7-day fasting, dry fasting. He should need to suffer himself.
Okay.
First, and ask God to forgive him for everything that he has done to that lady and the child when the woman was pregnant. And the family of the lady. He should list them, their name by name, one after the other, and ask for forgiveness from God. Then, call the lady. I don't believe God. God will do something.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling.
He should check himself and really see that he's truly sorry from the bottom of his heart.
Yeah, that's what he has to be sure about. Yeah.
Yes, not because of the affluence.
Yeah. Yeah, because if it's that one, man, If it's that one, man, he's not ready.
But because of what he made that lady and her entire family went through, can you imagine, okay, his daughter now, can he imagine someone behave the same way?
His daughter, fantastic.
He wouldn't want that. So what he needs to do is back himself. Am I truly sorry for what I did?
Very true.
Or is it because I want to go back to
my
business? That was my former life of affluence. That's why I'm seeking for forgiveness. Then he should know what he wants. And he
all right.
God.
Thank you.
With prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God.
Ah, God will help him. All right.
God that will create him that.
All right. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. So I want to say something here on this show. And I think I know someone who says, forgive yourself. And I think I want to, in this moment, reiterate that you cannot forgive yourself. You can't. For people who think that, well, maybe he should just say sorry, blah, blah, move on and go and hustle, you cannot forgive yourself. You must be forgiven if you have erred against someone. I'll just leave it there. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Remember that. Hello, Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. You have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession, but I just want to say something concerning that.
You have a minute on the clock, yeah? All right.
Okay, yeah.
Please.
What I just want to say is that, fine, the guy has shown that he's really sorry.
Mm.
But he did not, when he was a big boy, he did not remember even the girl after she has even put giving birth to the baby.
Yeah.
So now, because it is not easy for a lady to forget just like that.
Of course.
You know, and some things, when a woman is pregnant, things they say, my sister, God answer you. God give answer to whatever they say during that period. So that's why man should be very, very careful, extraordinary careful.
All right. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello. The sunny side, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to speak in regards to the last guy that called.
You have a minute on the clock.
All right, Joy, I feel that guy has not really changed. Why I say so is this. I'm a sociologist. From behavioral perspective, that guy has not, there's not any sign of remorse in his attitude. Why I say so is because if life has been fair to this guy, this guy wouldn't have remembered what he has done to that lady.
That's exactly what I asked him.
Because his facing challenge, had it been life has been fair to him, to be sincere to you, I listened to him very well.
Yeah.
And I conclude from my own viewpoint that this guy has not, if the girl forgive him and he said the girl has forgiven him, it's not as because he has forgiven, he has realized what he did to this guy.
And I understand your input, but so I also noticed it, so I asked him, and he said he understands what he did. If you don't mind me, please just hold on a second, we'll go off on a break. Just hold on, please. Nigeria Info, we'll be right back. Hello, are you there? I think I lost you. Look, I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. And I think I want to state that I thought I noticed that the caller, from the story he told, I thought that there was aspect to it that I needed to repeat in his hearing to have him defend. Peradventure, I might have misunderstood his motive or his intention. And I am saying to you, and this is not a defense, this is me trying to... this is me saying something to adjust your suspicion. It's that he says, because I gave him the option of, are you just really trying to get back on your feet? Or do you realize that you have done, that evil has come out of you? And you have not only hurt her, you have defiled yourself. That you have allowed the devil to win. over good, and that there is a consequence for that. And he says he understands that. So between here and heaven, God alone knows what happens after now. Now, the reason I'm saying that is I remember one time I was reading scriptures, and somewhere in Matthew, I came by a verse that's pretty much in summary says, whom you forgive is forgiven. Whom you don't forgive is not forgiven. So it's a case where it would appear as though the hands of the divine is taken, and then they say, you go out there, and if they hurt you and you forgive them, they are forgiven. If they hurt you and you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven. It would appear as though even if the person went behind your back and went to God to say, oh, forgive me, God will say, I don't. My hands are not there. If she doesn't forgive you, or if he doesn't forgive you, you are not forgiven. You remain unforgiven. It would stand against you. So, 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce, and when we come back, the conversation returns because it's 1 p.m. on the clock, and we have to go off on a break to bring you lost to the headlines. When we come back, Confessions Thursday on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce.
Listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the sunny side.
Daniel, I think you're Daniel from Igondo. I want you to know that you can listen to Wazobia FM, you can listen to Cool FM. Don't stay on WhatsApp and tell me something I don't want to hear. And I think you understand what that means. Please, if there's anything that brings you any form of displeasure, you're a free man. You're supposed to do something with your liberties. All right? Thank you. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Confessions Thursday, when you call and you don't say your name. And then, of course, turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set, is that turned now?
Yeah, is it better now?
Well, just turn it off. That's all you have to do.
Yes.
All right, Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
In regards to the previous program.
What program?
Yours.
Okay.
You know, it kind of look as if I am the middle man, because a discussion about a lady, you know, caught having affairs, and
her husband caught her having an affair?
Yes, okay. With another man, and she keeps going back, and you know, a lot of conversation was, and I tried to call to, you know, to say one or two things, because I happen to be in the same shoe. And
do you have a confession?
Yes, I happen to.
Okay.
Be.
Let's hear your confession then.
Yes, and the thing is, you know, most people were saying, you know, probably maybe she's hypnotized and.
Hypnotized.
Yes. To my experience, there is nothing of such. And you know, this lady found everything she needed in her husband in me. And the only reason why she is still in the marriage is because of the kids and what people
will say.
That's the reason why. She does virtually everything.
Well, hold on a second. Let's follow your story. Is someone cheating on you? Because this is a different show. I'm trying to follow your story.
Yes, I'm just trying to see how many I'm in the kind of situation.
Yeah, but you have to give us aspects to your story. So you have to personalize. Like, start from a beginning, and then you take us through it. Otherwise, I'm even lost. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's this lady. She was a friend initially, but you know, at some point, we started having an affair. She's married with two kids. And up to date, we are still having
Wait. Did you just say she's married with two kids?
Yes.
Married to somebody else?
Yes.
Oh, and she's cheating on the husband with you?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Now I get it. So how good is this?
You know.
Oh, okay.
I've tried talking that, okay, go out of this and come out of this marriage. I'm ready for you anytime. But you know, the reason why she's still in there, it's because of the kids and what people will say.
Okay.
And so many people will say, oh, she's this, she's that. But I don't know if you understand if a woman does virtually everything in the house.
So she's catering to the man and the children.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Even the kids and school fees and all that.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Even to the point the house they were living in, she built herself.
Okay. So.
And you know, and the man kind of have this nonchalant attitude. Even when she needs money or any form of support, the man looks away.
Okay.
So what do you expect such a woman to do?
Hold on a second. Are you asking me to defend her actions? Are you asking me to advise you what to advise her?
Yes.
Wait
I'm
a second.
Asking for an advice.
You want to take her out of her marriage? That's what you want?
Yes.
How old are you?
In my early 40s.
Oh, and you never been married before?
I am.
Are you married now or you were married?
No, I'm married now, but I'm from a Muslim background, so...
Wait a second.
I'm from a Muslim background.
And you can marry more than one wife?
Yes.
And you love? What is this? Are you in love with her? This other woman with the children?
We are both in love with each other. It is nothing like...
Okay, kind of straightforward.
Hypnotism or whatsoever.
And you want her. So what happens when she comes out of this marriage and she's joined to you? What about your other wife?
She'll have no choice and so just take it the way it is.
Wow. You allow your pleasure prevail over your wife, your current wife? You exercise your pleasure above the truth is
currently I have two wives.
Oh wait, you already have two wives as of today?
Yes.
And you're not in love with any of them, or you love them equally?
It's not possible you love equally.
Thank God for telling the truth. Okay, good, we can move on. All right, so you're not in love with either of them? I mean they're your wife, you have kids with them?
Yes.
Okay. You're not in love with any of them. You're probably more in love with this new wife than you are with the other two.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then they take it or they leave, something like that.
I'm sure they'll take it.
Wow. So the only thing with regard here is your pleasure, what you want. What they want doesn't really matter.
I wish there's lot of time for me to speak.
Explain it,
maybe
okay.
Probably a conversation for another day. And the reason what prompted me into all of this is because I've actually caught them as well, having an extramarital as well.
Wait. Your wives have cheated on you too? This is a party. Really? Oh, and you just said, it's all right. I'll take my turn tomorrow. Is that what you said? Like, oh, Abisola, you're cheating. It's all right. Enjoy it. Me too. I'm going somewhere on Friday.
You know, the thing, the family member, they have to come in and, to settle the whole rift and all that. So, ever since my mind has been off.
Yeah.
One thing I don't want is I don't want to raise the kids alone. I don't want either of us to raise.
Okay.
So I just like... Because of your kids staying there, because of your kids and let me look for.
So you're there, but you're really not there.
Yes.
All right. So you see this other chick? Well, she too, she's there, but she's really not there. And I don't know why she cares what people have to say, because from your story, it would appear that both of you have found each other and both of you seem to accommodate each other. In fact, you even call it love. So you have some convincing to do. You have to say, look, I can help you with divorce. Get a lawyer, pay him. Yeah, whatever people have to say, let them talk to me.
The issue we're having is you're in the same community with me.
Yeah, you have money, you can move to another community. Start all over.
With the same sort of having issues or what? And I'm like, see, if you don't want that, you can move out of the community completely and get an apartment.
Actually, even if she didn't say it, you guys are actually supposed to move out of the community because, hey, she can't be walking out of, you know, a marriage, and you are in a marriage too with two wives who are who's cheating on you and you cheating on them. Like, both of you need a fresh start, like an entirely blank slate. If it's going to survive. Yeah, so tell her. What did she say about moving neighborhoods? You two sound convincing now. Let her know that you really want to do this.
I've tried so many times, and you know, the thing is, I don't want to.
You don't want what?
As in, that's what I am. I keep getting from her.
Oh, I don't want to.
Because of the kids. I don't want my kids to grow up and then...
Yeah, but her kids are suffering. She's not even there. Like, she is like a phantom. She's like a ghost. She's there, but she's not there. Her spirit isn't there. Her body is there. It's like a nightmare she's living. Can you be a father to her kids?
Is that?
Can you be a father to her kids?
Sure. I've always been.
Tell her what you can do. Give her a list. Tell her, I can give you money. I can be father to your kids. I can raise your kids.
She knows all of that.
And she still doesn't. Maybe she doesn't even love you that much, because I don't see why she's not willing to risk something for what she says she wants.
That's the only headache I'm having, honestly.
And she's not serious now. You two, you have to move on. How you want a girl that bad and she don't want you back? Like, if this is going to be like some crazy stuff, she better be a good cast. This is already like a crazy movie. She better bring her role play. She's got to be good at this. She needs a little bit of will and action. What are people going to say? Isn't she ashamed that she's already cheating? Doesn't she care that, you know, someone might hear and say something about her cheating on her husband? She's already doing the evil. Which one is, what are people going to say? Complete the whole thing and get a fresh start. Tell her she's already doing the evil. It's not as if there's any other thing. In fact, if she comes out, it's more straightforward. It's better. If she comes out, then we can't call her a cheater at that point, because she's out.
That's what I keep saying. That
she's cheating now. Who is she being a saint for?
Let's make it a proper.
Make it official.
Come out of this marriage and let's do the normal, the right.
Yeah, do the right thing.
So before everybody, it will be, oh, okay, this is what is happening. Because as it is now, it's as if, no, we are both doing the wrong thing.
That's what it is, actually. Both of you are doing the wrong... Even as a Muslim, you're doing the wrong thing. She should come out. Ask her if you should help her tell her husband. No, don't tell her husband. He'll shoot you in the face. No. But he might not even care enough. He might just be like, carry on now. But no, don't tell her husband. She has to be ready. So even if you're going to play a role, you know what role to play. Even if it means telling her husband, like, yo, this woman is not interested. And I... No, don't tell the husband. God, don't. No, that's not a good idea. I thought about that for a minute. I'm like, nah, even if he was a cripple, he should jump you. He should knock the lights out of you just for standing in front of him with that. So no, don't. But she has to be willing, so at least you know where to come in. So that the moment she's ready, you can just pick up legal support. Everything can just be done legally.
Yes.
Yeah. You can just...
No one
cuts your head. I can't believe I told you that. But you see, that's the truth. Oh, good God of heaven. This show. No, I don't think you should tell the guy. Yo. The Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show.
I should come on Living Your Head.
That's the thing. Living in my head. I thought about it.
I'm just laughing, man. I'm so sorry. I just want to laugh. Well, I'm coming to see you in your house. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just calling in to say what I'm.
Well, maybe you could be invited. Just maybe. Not a guy. Yay. Don't. The Sunny Side. How are you? Except the guy can't fight. Maybe he's not a fighter. Yeah. The volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, I want to comment on the last caller.
You have a minute on the clock. Get to it.
Yeah, I think, like you said, they should just come out straight. They're already doing the wrong thing. Whether you're Muslim or not, there are doctrines on not cheating on your spouse.
Oh, okay.
And if you feel like your spouse is cheating on you, there's a proper way to go about it.
Okay.
There's a time frame you shouldn't be together and you should get a divorce.
You see?
Instead of going out to cheat on them and justify it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there is no way in the doctrine where you have to justify cheating on your spouse.
Yeah.
So I think it should just come out.
Yeah.
And our advice is stop it. If you want to go legitimate, you should, at least for now, stop seeing the woman.
Yeah. When she knows he's serious. Exactly. She might also get serious.
And there are things that you shouldn't do.
Okay.
Or if you are allowed to just marry more than one, if you, there are conditions for that. But part of the conditions is also not getting, should I call it a concubine or something?
Yeah.
Not fornicating.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay.
That's part of the conditions.
Well, thank you then for that. Thank you. We appreciate. Thank you. And that's actually a good advice. The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. When you call and you don't say your name, hello.
Afternoon,
Confession Stairs. You have a confession? Are you there? I think you're not. Confession Stairs, the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name.
Your name?
The volume of your radio set.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you, Confession Stairs.
Yeah, I called in respect of the man I just called before.
A minute on the clock. Get to it.
Yeah. What I want to say is this, because he's saying that the wife, you are cheating on him, is because he too was cheating on them.
Mm.
Because one thing is that whatever you do to others, that's what the Bible says.
No, that's established. He gets it.
That is the same thing that will happen to you.
He gets it.
And one thing I would add is that he's doing all this thing because I think he has money and he wants to spend the money. That is why he's going for this woman now.
No, he
and
says he loves the woman. That's what he said.
What I would add is that I think he has money.
Mm.
For him to be going for a third wife, he simply means he has the substance to keep three women at the same time.
Mm.
But one thing I want to tell you is that by going to marry another man's wife, he's breaking a home. And
wait, hold on. I'm sorry. That home is already broken, be honest. It looks like it's not broken, it's shattered actually. That's a broken home already. The wife's been cheating on her husband. No, let's be honest. That's a broken home.
What I mean is that the wife that he's trying to steal from that man now, he's trying to break that home.
No, that's what I heard you the first time. He's not stealing the wife. The wife came out to steal. Who are you? Did you hear the story? No, I think you think he's trying to break a home. The home is broken. The wife's cheating already.
Well, the husband is not aware. That is the point.
Of course, he's cheating now. Will he be aware? If he was aware, it wouldn't be cheating. It will be called open marriage.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that whatever that goes around comes around.
No, he has already met him. His wives are cheating on him. His two wives are cheating on him. It's a party out here.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Oh, I think yours. Look, his wives are cheating on him. He is cheating on the wives, but he doesn't love any of them. But he's hoping that they can stay as a family. The one he, at the moment, loves is this other woman who's married to somebody else. So, and you say that this third woman, or him trying to take the third woman away from her marriage, is breaking that home. My brother, the home is broken. The home was broken, and the evidence of it being broken is the woman who's cheating on her husband. So it's not like the guy solely broke the home. The woman chose for the house to be broken. So basically, I don't know the details of the woman's story, but evidence that something is broken is when someone who's supposed to be in a union is out and she's in the, you know, she's with somebody else. So it's not solely the man's fault. Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you and welcome to the show. What's your name? Oh, don't say your name. Confessions Thursday.
Listen.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Let's go with it.
Okay, so this happened this week.
Oh.
Last week.
Okay.
What's that? How good is it? What happened?
Oh, God. I'll have to call you back. I never knew I didn't have credit.
Okay, please call back.
It's so serious that I need to make this confession. Oh, God.
Please don't.
Let me call you back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Confession stairs at the sunny side. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. We're Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The volume of your radio set. When you're calling, you don't say your name.
Good morning.
This side of heaven, it's afternoon.
Okay, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes.
All right, let's get to it.
My story is just like this last call, Anna, but my own is different.
Your own is that you don't have money for the wahala, Abby.
No, I don't.
All right, what's the story then?
Okay. I came to Lagos. When I came to Lagos, I was not with my family when I come to Lagos.
Real quick, we don't have forever. Run with it, all right? Move with the gist, all right? Thank you. Go ahead.
So, I meet a girl. And I don't know that the lady is married.
Oh.
Yeah. So, we are moving. I asked her. I told her I'm married. I like her, but I'm not living with my family.
So, you two, you're married?
Yes, I'm married.
And you didn't know she was married?
I don't know.
All right, move ahead. All right.
So, we are just going, like, we have, well, like, 6 months before I noticed that she's married. Oh. I said, why didn't you tell me that you are
married?
She was just, like, telling me the man is not caring and the man is not at home, something of that nature. I said, okay, where is the man? Okay, now, the man is a soldier man. They go to this Boko Haram.
Oh, okay.
So, and before then, it's like the likeness has been there.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So we are still going. So even when the man came back, don't even respect the man.
Yeah.
The way she's supposed to respect her husband. What is the meaning of that? She just telling me something. So finally now, I have brought my family down to Lagos. So that attention is no more
there
for her. And she keep on complaining that she do everything for me.
Yeah.
Of that nature. I say, you didn't do anything. First of all, you lied to me. Now, since my...
But family, did you tell her you were married yourself?
Of course I do.
Okay. All right. So go ahead.
Yeah. So, ma'am, she just complaining. Mm. Finally, she tell me that she's pregnant. You're pregnant, she says. And me, I have been trying to leave that relationship. And beside my wife, even I have noticed that and discussing quarrel between me and my wife sometimes. Yo. So, finally, now, she said that she's pregnant. You're pregnant for me. She says she's pregnant for me. Okay. I don't know what to do. You are living with your man. So she gets angry. When she gets angry, she stops calling my phone, something of that nature. And me, myself, that has been what? I've been waiting for something like that.
For her to stop calling you.
I'm watching somebody or not, because as it is now, this has been what I want. I just want to move away. Just to leave the...
Okay. So hold on a second. I have to be off on a break. All right?
Okay.
All right. Off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. We're back at it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Good to have you here. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Confession stairs every Thursday afternoon. On the other side of 12, we begin. All right. So where were we, brothers? 0700 993 993 993. Hello. Okay, good. So look, to my last call, I sincerely do apologize, of course, and I hope you do understand that we had to go for a commercial break. So now here we are, we're back. The last situation is the last caller situation. Well, I'm hoping he calls back. I think he ended pretty much on a note that provides us with sufficient information. He's married, his wife's in town now. But the girlfriend, I mean, she's not yet ex, is she? Yeah, the girlfriend is pregnant. and he don't know what to do. I don't even know what to do. But maybe we can help a brother out. Confessions Thursday, the sunny side. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah. So I just want to contribute to that man said he married to two wives.
Yeah.
And then still looking outside.
He's not looking outside. He's outside.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Yeah, right. My advice to him is that he should be very, very careful of himself.
Why?
Number one, he wants to scatter somebody's family.
No.
Let the children for the man to suffer. And doesn't know what the man will be thinking about him.
Okay.
His own life safe. Why is he not contented with the two wives that he's getting?
Okay.
He's still going to spoil somebody's else.
Okay. So let me come in. Look, I think I appreciate the question. Why is he not content? And maybe if you hear his story, you can understand the evidence lies somewhere in that story that why there is lack of contentment. But I think the supposition that he is the one who is trying to break the other home is incorrect. And I'm not justifying it. Let's be honest here. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So a woman is in a marriage with a man. And a woman, so in a marriage, it's two people that make it work. That's what you say, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. So the woman, maybe the man is not loving to her, not kind to her, and she chose to go out. That's a choice she's making. You're not going to put the responsibility of that choice on this new guy, on this outside guy.
Anyway, George, yeah. What I'm trying to say is that there are so many women outside. Why he shouldn't have just focused his attention on
You know the problem here?
Man,
he says he loves the woman. So once you love somebody, oh, Lord, you're not even... So that's the thing. Maybe not every advice should count because you can't just put an advice on the floor and you lay it outside the facts. So you can have an advice, but your advice must be applicable to the facts. All right, so I'm not defending him. I'm telling you, the brother is already outside. It's that the responsibility of that other home is not on him. It's on the woman who is a part of that home. And we don't know the facts of that home, but we know that she has enough human will to exercise over that home. And a choice can be, even though I don't love my husband, I'd rather have a divorce than cheat. And she chose, well, I'm just going to cheat and not have a divorce. I'm going to be here. I'm not going to be here. I will just look as though I'm here. The responsibility of that home is not on this guy who's outside. This guy was outside, met another babe who's outside. So two outsiders are just doing what outsiders do, cheat. And then, so I understand the other things, like, is his life safe? Is this your, why is he not content? I think I understand that. Those are questions he has to ask himself. But he's saying that he loves this woman. And the reason he called the show was, like, what should he do? And I say, tell the woman to file a divorce in that other place and come here. Because she's making a bad case worse by what she's doing. So do me a favor. If you're going to leave commentary on any story that you hear, please, you cannot give a submission that does not apply to the facts. Otherwise, like, it's no use. Thank you. The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. When you call and you don't say your name, go ahead.
Okay, hello, good afternoon, George.
Afternoon to you. Good to have you here.
Hey, yeah. I do have a confession. I just want to make a contribution concerning the guy that called that has two wives and if you have any.
Okay, so turn off your radio. Turn off your radio real quick. You have a minute on the clock. Make it count.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, what I want to say is that. You, by saying the home is broken, I want to come from one angle.
Okay.
From my own side,
yeah.
I'm not saying the home broken. Because concerning what I heard from the guy, you asked the guy a question. You asked him maybe the woman is willing to go out of the marriage and come with him. And he said he's just been trying to convince the woman. And the woman is saying no, that she's not willing to leave. So what I'm thinking is that, it's like he said, the man is out of job. That is the woman that is, taking up the responsibility.
Well,
of the
he didn't use
the
term out of job. He just said that the man is not supportive. He doesn't support the wife. So he can have a job and not be supportive, but he doesn't care for the woman as much as the woman cares for the home.
Okay, I thought the man said he's the woman that is carrying the responsibility of the home.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so but, I mean, out of that context now, I look the whole situation surrounding the matter. I think maybe the woman just needs support from someone. It's not necessarily mean that the woman just wants to leave the home. Maybe the woman still have some kind of love and, you know, affection for the man and for the children and for the home as a whole.
Okay, so from what he told us,
the woman is willing to come out from that marriage just to have the man at
the
side.
But the reason she's not coming,
the man now that is trying to force the woman out.
Okay, no. I'm sorry.
In love with the woman.
Yeah. Okay. No. So let's see whether, and I'm not defending him. I'm just presenting you the facts. What he said.
Okay.
He said that the reason the woman is in the marriage is because of the children. Do you remember that? It's not because she loves the man. He never used love between the woman and her original husband.
Perhaps if a woman is still saying he doesn't want to leave a marriage because of the children, it means she still has some reason why she doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, but it's a reason, but it's not love. I mean, the marriage is, so hold on a second. I said the marriage was broken. You say the marriage is not broken. I think the marriage is broken because she is sleeping with someone else. You don't think that's enough to break a home?
You know, that happens everywhere now.
You are lying.
Most marriages everywhere. I mean, you can find that one or two places.
Lagos.
You know, around. You understand?
No, I don't.
Like, somewhere. I know it's wrong, okay? But it's not enough, you know? I mean, for
the
woman to still have some kind of, you know, reason not to leave that home, that means they still have some, you know, something she's, you know, he still has some responsibility at hand.
Yeah, she says it's the kids. And I asked him, can you be a father to the kids? And he said, yes. That's not even a solid enough reason to keep a marriage.
The woman is not willing to do that. He's not willing to leave the father of the children.
Yeah, but the woman is cheating on her husband. The marriage is fractured.
Oh, well, maybe the man should take a decision. Maybe the man should decide either to leave the woman. Then when he leaves the woman, if the woman comes back chasing after him, then he should ask the woman to make her own decision as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lagos, hold on a second. The last caller just said that's how your marriage is. Yo. Do you agree? Oh, wow. Come out. Just if that's how your marriage is, come out. There's no point. Just come out. Come out. Come on, join single people. Nah, come out, man. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on, join the street. What? That's how your marriage is out? All of you are sleeping with other people? Come out. Come out. Come out. Come to the bus stop. Confessions Thursday. Hello. How are you? Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me?
Hi, Joyce.
Hello, ladies. It's good to have you here. Thank you. Confessions Thursday.
Thank you.
Do you have a confession, honey?
It's not a confession. I'm just reacting to the last one.
All right, you have a minute on the clock. Make it work. Make it work.
We have a lot of people around. How do you generalize cheating?
What?
It's not normal. People are beginning to see it as a normal thing. I find that very, very sickening.
I find it funny.
The guy that called and said he's got two wives and, you know, he's eyeing another person. I mean, what happened to him? Was he not in love with the first two wives?
Look, hold on. He wasn't. And he said it. He wasn't. And he isn't. And I even asked him, I said, with these two wives, do you even love them equally? And he said, it's not even possible to love anybody equally. And I said, well, thank you for being honest.
I'm sorry.
He's what?
Something is missing. He needs to fix it.
Yeah, he says, so maybe what's missing is in this woman, this other woman, but she's the third puzzle now.
No.
Why are you asking me to stop? Wait, I can't believe you. I'm serious. Yes, it's obvious that something is missing, and it's in this other woman.
I can bet you that he's going to pick up his fourth wife. I can bet you.
What is it with this naira and dollar that people are marrying three wives? You guys are strong, girl. You guys won't give me money. You guys are marrying three wives. Like, that's something. Yeah. No. Okay.
He's going to fall out of love and marry his fourth wife as well.
He might not. This might be the bone of his bone, the woman he's been living for.
Why are you not on Instagram? I need to see your official expression.
I'm on Instagram. I'm live streaming. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram.
I'm terrified. Really interested, but it's fine. I just need to. Well, I mean, it's not normal for people to be cheating in their marriage.
All right.
It doesn't happen everywhere.
I like the fact that you're disputing that. I thought it was normal. No,
it doesn't right. happen everywhere.
Hallelujah.
There are still very faithful people, very happy people.
Wow.
It's just that the social media would showcase more bad than good.
Okay.
There are
all
still
right.
people who have been married for 50, 40, 20, 10 years.
So I guess he wasn't talking about you then. He probably wasn't referring to you. And that's good to know. One less thing to worry about. Thank you.
That's me. Bye.
Yeah, bye bye. Yay.
The sunny side. How are you? Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Yourself.
All right. You have a confession, right?
No. Well, right. I just want to say one or two things.
A minute on the clock. Make it count.
Yeah. Okay. Second to the last caller. That guy, I think they need to check him out. Because the way
guy?
He said something.
What guy? The guy who loves the third woman?
No, not the guy. The guy that came to defend. I don't even know what he's trying to say. Saying that woman is still trying mm-hmm. the relationship. I think it is the other man that wants to force. So to him now, when you are cheating, the marriage is still there. So long you are still trying to fight for the marriage. Because he came out, he was talking as if...
Maybe he's from a polygamous home. You know, people like, you never know what their backgrounds are. And he might not be, but it might just be his...
So is this normal? Is it normal?
It will shock you what's normal in this Lagos. It's not on this radio show I hear things.
Those type of people are coming on there to say things. We need to challenge them, man. You need to check their mentality. What kind of mentality is that? Coming out with boldness to say that kind of thing.
I mean, look, don't get mad at him. It's in this same country where one man marries four wives.
Yes, he did. That, but that does not mean it is
and,
normal.
And the four don't leave. They all stay there. What's the children supposed to think?
It is not normal.
Or five women or six women. It's not normal to you. I can understand. And it's okay for you to disagree. But, you know, can we move on from there? I think it's surprising.
Yes.
I think it's funny.
Yes, we can move on from there.
All right, great.
Whatever it is, if the man wants to take up fifth wife,
third.
And that one should leave her own marriage to join that man. I can bet you that man will not love even if he goes ahead to marry 20. He is just deceiving that woman, honestly.
What?
He's deceiving the woman.
Wait.
First one, you don't love her.
Yeah.
Second one, you don't love her, but you love the third one.
So let me tell you, in some instances, the first one can be a mistake, the second one can be a mistake, the third is the charm. Sometimes third is the charm.
Okay, what if the third one doesn't work? Do you watch football? It's like football also. You are trying to buy a player for your team, and you are now buying other players to trigger him to play well for your team. He has failed. He cannot play well for your team. So the man should not bring up excuse of I don't love the first two. What kind of excuse is that?
But you know, he said he's a Muslim, so now that's a caveat. He's a Muslim. He says he can marry four.
Come out straight. Stop hiding. No, they disguise.
Yeah, but that's what he wants to do. Did you not hear the story?
When I say come out straight, I'm saying don't be saying you love the third one.
Oh. Okay, hold on a second. Now, you have a point, except that he might be sure. So that's the...
He's lying.
Hey, but you can't sit down at Ifako Ejaye and be shouting he's lying. You might not even know that he's not lying.
He's lying.
God,
men. See, we men, we know how to lie.
Okay, so let's do it this way. You might have a point. But if he says he loves her, we have to work because...
Okay, we should believe
We don't even have to believe it. We just have to take it. You know, we have to accept it because it's his life, it's his situation, and he's working through some complexities here. So if he says what he feels for this woman, enough to risk her leaving her marriage and being with him, he really is feeling something.
Whatever you are saying,
oh, Lord.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But what I know is he's a deceiver. I don't.
You're repeating it.
Yes.
And I'm asking you to take a part of this so that he can have the other part. You might have a point, but if he says he loves her, we have no other choice than to accept what he says.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, Lord.
Do you believe what he said?
I don't care. I'm not even in his equation. I don't have to believe or not believe.
Okay,
I'm just a moderator here.
I accept what he said.
Yeah.
So if I was that married woman, that other one.
Yeah.
If she's listening right now, I just tell you to run for your life. It's going to.
Where is she running to? The married that she's in, she left it and joined people on the street.
For another man now. Well, is he the only man? You become a third wife.
Oh, wait. Look for another single guy or another married guy.
I don't know, but...
You can't... So that's why you have to leave this topic. You can't say you don't know. If you say she should look for another man, is she going to look for a single guy?
She should not... Okay, you know what? She should not marry again. That's, if that will solve the case. She should not marry.
Some people can't stay alone. They need a husband or a wife.
Well, if she wants
Jesse Lapoya,
it's okay.
It's all right.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Look, when this matter is not your own, don't worry too much. Right, come on, don't worry too much. I mean, don't even worry at all. Just hear it, then you take what you can, then you leave what you can't. Confessions Thursday. I want a cup of coffee. The sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Hi, can you hear us?
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
It's going to be long, but I would make sure it's long.
Ah, God will help us. Don't make it long, my friend.
My split auntie one time when we worked together like 3 years ago. She told me that she liked my work. When they do something together, she gets at that time.
She get what? She sorry, bring it back. She get what?
My street auntie.
Street auntie.
She likes me. Like, she's like my big mom.
Okay.
My daughter that is at university. So we work together, but when the daughter go to school,
mm-hmm.
do things together.
Mm-hmm.
Then she gets one boyfriend, one uncle they come from. So the wife died.
Oh.
So they come moving together, they married, now move to China. She now talks to the man, this is my small brother. I wanted to help him. So I used to come and wash clothes for them.
Oh, okay.
So I can't live with them enough for their house.
Yeah.
But the uncle likes me too. So he now did something.
He what?
So when auntie moved around, uncle. But the thing, the.
Pardon me. When the auntie is not around, what does the uncle do?
The younger, the small girl, when she comes out from school, she likes me. So
her daughter likes you?
Yes. We'll now do together. Uncle died in December last year.
That's the woman's boyfriend died last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know why uncle died. But last week now... Last week I can't hear the family, they come, they do all this property and things like that, so I can't hear say uncle died, say uncle have AIDS and HIV.
Oh god, why are you panting? What happened? Okay, so I lost the last caller. It would appear that the story he's sharing is a little, I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not sure, but maybe he'll make it back. But he does quite appear that he panicked. I don't think it was a normal disconnection. I think he panicked. So maybe he'll call back. But the last we got out of him is that the uncle, the street auntie's boyfriend, died of AIDS last year. That's about the last fact that we have. So maybe he'll call back and continue where he left off. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies. Good to have you here. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I don't have a confession. I want to say something on that man that wants to marry three wives. That has three wives.
Okay. You have a minute on the clock.
I said, I don't see the reason why people get married to three, four, two wives. I will use my dad as an example.
Oh, can I help you? He's Muslim. Is that okay?
Okay, he's a Muslim.
Yeah.
Better still, my dad married two wives. And today he's regretting. Now, why did he marry two wives? The other wife cannot take care of him. Why is the first wife taking care of him? Now he is very, very weak. The other one, she is withdrawing herself from taking care of my dad.
Okay.
Very, very ill.
Oh.
And that is the reason why I said, I don't see the reason why people get married with 3, 2, 4 wives. I don't see.
Well,
I would advise the man not to handle anything like marriage again, because you can see, maybe he wants to marry 4. Another one that will make it 4.
No, we're at 3 right now. You're moving too fast.
Okay.
You don't think he should marry a third one? You're afraid, but let what your let what's happened to your father not happen to him, right?
Yes, no.
Don't worry, he can manage. He knows the consequences of his action. He's good with it. Look, it's a little problematic here. He's in love with her, so there's nothing you tell that man that he's really going to hear. Once someone tells that they love somebody, that's it. You stand outside and just watch them. That's what you do.
I like the love they feed them, sir. It is
Thank you. Can you imagine all these people who are not in love? Imagine what she said. Let the love feed him. You're not in love, so you don't know what a brother is feeling. He's willing to risk everything. Yeah. Now, whether that other woman has half enough guts, because she needs to help his movement. First of all, she's messing up her own marriage, and she needs to determine whether she's in or out. Yeah. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday. .3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Someone on Instagram Live is asking me, Joyce, how exactly do you cope with all these issues? Just listening alone is giving me serious headache. Look, the Lord is my shepherd. What am I supposed to tell you? The one I really think I'm grateful for, which is just a share work of miracle. The share work of miracle is me listening to the tragedy that emerges out of Nigerian politics. How I survive that, I know that the Lord is with me, because that thing is stressful. Really. It really, really is stressful. But yeah, so look, thanks to all our friends. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. Thank you. We have to bring Confessions Thursday to a close. It means that next week, Thursday, at 12 o'clock, The Sunny Side begins, and you would have an opportunity to call into the show and contribute into make a confession. Hopefully, you understand that this happens every week, and you're not so mad today that you didn't get through, but you're willing to try again next week. Every Thursday, Confessions Thursday, happens here on Nigeria Info. On The Sunny Side with Joyce. May the force be with you. So I think, too quickly, there's a caller who called in. The man whose wife's in town, whose girlfriend is pregnant. Quite a number of you, didn't say anything about that. So to that man, I think you have to let your wife know that you have a child by another woman. It's the only sensible thing to do. Any other thing will complicate the matter, make it worse. Letting her know, what the outcome of that will be, I don't know. So you might avoid the outcome by not telling her. But then what do you do with this other woman and the child? So it would appear that about the best way to minimize damage is to tell your wife that you have another child with another woman. Whether she stays, whether she leaves is the outcome. The consequence is even half the consequence of your action, because the real consequence of your action is in front. But I would say from here that you should tell your wife. It's a difficult thing to do, absolutely. But hey, what's a man to do after he's made mistake? After errors, what does he do? You make the error worse by your action or inaction, or you make it better by your action or actions. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. All right, good. So I'm supposed to begin another topic today on the Lords of Logic, but I want to one more time conclude the topic, Nobody's Perfect. This time around, I want to give you an aspect to that conversation. So, my friends, today on the Lords of Logic, I am presenting to you what would appear to be a complete idea. Now, you're going to call into the show and tell me whether you agree with the idea or you disagree with the idea. Here on the show today on the Lords of Logic, the idea is that if we all agree that nobody is perfect, therefore, the implication of that is human errors will remain permanent. So, for example, there's robbery in the street. Then there would need not be any case to prevent robberies in the street.
there's no light in the country, then there would need not be any reason to go around mechanisms or establish mechanisms that would bring about electricity in the city. If there's no... Imagine all the human errors, all the ills in society. Imagine everything possible. Yeah, from flaw to deliberate evil. Yeah. Then all those things must remain, and we would not labor in trying to correct them. That's the submission from me to you today. Welcome, my friends. It's your labor, labor in thought. The Lords of Logic is next.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, honey, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. So let's think about that for a minute. This is a submission to you that if nobody's perfect, then we would not bother with fixing errors. Because what it would mean is if we are going to fix errors, let's break that down a little bit. That means a possibility exists that errors can be fixed, and errors are fixed, either they are made better or they are made worse. So if your desire is to make it better, so one, we have identified the problem, two, we have identified the possibility for change, and if we can institute a change from a bad situation to a worse situation, then it is said to be that we might not be able to defend the imperfection, because there is room and there is knowledge that comes with what we discover. The knowledge, one, that there is room, two, for something to be better than what it was. And so if I know that I can do something differently and a different move will make it better, then I can maintain that culture that makes something better. Or is there... is that a wrong logic, or is there a superior argument? Let's hear it on the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show, the Lords of Logic, Nigeria Info, the volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Just a minute.
All right. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
My name is Wumi.
Thank you, Wumi, for calling.
Yeah, I called last week to contribute on this program.
Sure.
And I so much love the topic.
All right.
Joyce, the very fact that we mix a particular, let me call it mistake, if I'm to put it that way, I'm going to use that that word.
Okay, it's all right, we can manage.
To equate our reasoning with that of the creator of the universe,
okay,
that of perfection. When we say we are not perfect, we are not equating our mental faculty with that of the creator of the universe,
yeah,
God Almighty. So we are not perfect, that's perfect. Equation of perfect in terms of logic and reasoning.
Okay.
So when you say we are perfect, in terms of we have to use our reasoning up, your capability to reason.
Okay.
To bring ourselves out of darkness. And that's how we can attain, by reasoning, we can attain perfection.
We can't
continue living in and say we can leave everything just to chance and say God to continue living in whatever you believe in, just to say because you are not perfect, we have to leave this, we have to leave that. Look, by reasoning and logic, we can reason ourselves out of any problem, out of any difficulties in life.
Okay, so
that's my stance, Joyce.
Hold on,
it for me.
Okay, pardon me. Let me establish the conclusion. Let me establish the core of your stance. You're saying that it's capable for us to achieve perfection by commitment to logic and reason.
Yes.
All right. That's a good way to end the conversation. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, the Lords of Logic. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowo, on Instagram. Hello, welcome to you, my friend. What's your name? Can you hear us?
Good afternoon. Hello.
Lady, it's the Lords of Logic. We're happy to have you here. Thank you. Tell us your name.
My name is Evelyn.
Welcome, lady. You understand the conversation, right?
Yeah. I'd say... perfection is not a generalized, I can't say it's generalized. I think it's a function of circumstance or situation. I think perfection is defined by standard, and this standard can be different depending on who or where.
Okay. That's good. Okay, that's good.
So I think this is one of it's one of these positions where you cannot really, there's not a right or wrong.
Are you serious? You mean there's nothing called good and there's nothing called evil?
No, you don't understand. I mean, like the issue of perfection itself.
Yeah.
Saying nobody is perfect or that someone is perfect. I think that is defined by, it's defined by a certain standard, and it depends on who sets that standard.
So, now I think I appreciate what you have just submitted, but you see, you have me in the loop because I don't even know if I should stop spinning or pretty much just find a projectile and just make it out with something you give to me. So help me. Okay. Should I keep looping in oblivion, or do you want to give me a point to stand on? So what's your position? And that's why I need your position. What do you think? Because you're something, right? So you have an opinion, you have a conclusion.
I think a person is perfect.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Why didn't you begin from there? Okay, good. Defend it.
However, it will depend on the position I stand in.
So what's the position? That's what I need for the show. I mean, you're not going to use my position to defend your logic, are you?
Okay, wait, I'll call back.
Oh, okay then. Good, thank you. Fantastic. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my comrade.
All right. It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's Chineke Gozieli.
And you too.
And what I want to tell you is, I still reiterate what I said. Nobody is perfect. It was only Jesus Christ that is perfect.
All right.
If say we are perfect, why do they say if you die, now judgment will follow you? Yeah, that's why, because we are not perfect. That's why they say judgment.
Okay.
And do you know that Major General Oka did the coup?
Pardon?
20th of April 1990. Do you know?
Do I know what?
The 20th of April 1990, Major General Oka did a coup in Nigeria. Thank you very much.
Oh, God, I'm lost. All right, thank you. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, this is David calling from Bagada.
Thank you, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I kind of understand what you're saying. You say nobody is perfect.
So I'm assuming that's what the belief is. So if nobody is perfect, then we cannot work towards the correction of errors, to permanently establish something superior to errors.
Well, I think the perfection here should be subject to a particular discipline or something.
A particular discipline. Oh, yeah, sure. You can build on that. Go ahead, real quick, if you're clear.
For example, you could say, my English teacher is perfect in English.
Good.
But I can't say that my English teacher is good in mechanics.
Good. So that would be because your teacher has submitted herself to the rules and principling.
Exactly.
I wanted to follow up on your thought.
Yeah, so when you say perfection, it's tied to a particular discipline.
Is there any discipline? So is there any discipline that can lead you to perfection?
Discipline can lead you to perfection.
I said what I said.
In a particular subject, not in everything.
Guy, they are good cooks. That's not a subject. They are good sweepers. That's not a sub. They're good dancers. That's not a elastic logic a little bit. You're just sticking to the subject as the only reference point. There are other things.
Because, no, what I'm trying to say is that perfection is supposed to be seen as a...
Using your logic. Hold on a sec. I'm using your logic, right? So you say your English teacher is perfect in English.
Yes.
And we are going to juxtapose that logic against us. A different scenario. If you're, for your teacher to be perfect in language, he or she must submit herself or him, him or herself, principles that guide English language, right?
Exactly.
So are there a body of facts, a body of principles that can determine a man towards perfection, or does that principle not exist?
I don't think it exists.
Good.
Fine,
it's okay. It's okay, fine. I want to ask another question.
Okay, let me.
And everything is not perfection. You don't need everything. You need what you need. You are assuming that perfection is everything. No, you don't need everything. You need what's necessary for you.
So does it then mean that when you say nobody is perfect, you mean that nobody can be perfect in everything?
Then that informs my next question then. If you're patient with me, this is the next question. If we say that nobody's perfect, because I think you're trying to say that nobody's perfect, right?
Exactly.
Even though your English teacher is perfect in English, nobody's perfect. Good. So if nobody's perfect, then human flaws should not change. If someone is killing somebody, we say, well, that's a human flaw. Let it remain. No state laws, nothing to counter that. Because to not kill would be a perfect situation, right?
You know, what you're talking about is like a constitutional matter.
Lord of heaven.
Because you cannot, when you say issue of crime, crime is bad. So, logically, you're not supposed to commit crime. If you commit crime in a country where there are laws, you're going to face...
Yeah, but you can also have a lawless country. You can have an English, you can have an English teacher who did not follow principles.
But what if the English teacher followed his principles?
Fantastic. Fantastic. So I asked you, I say, are there principles that can determine a man towards perfection? You say no. So if you say no, then there must, we must say, and if you say no and we must agree that nobody is perfect, then there is no point us changing flaws. If you have a problem with electricity, for example, it need not change because it's a flaw. That's a flaw in someone's character. Someone who's supposed to give you electricity fails at giving you electricity. There's no point you complaining about it because we admit it's a flaw and flaws are permanent.
What you actually meant by saying no was I was trying to see that that is perfection is subject to what he's supposed to know. I don't expect him to be perfect in everything. So if he's
supposed, are there rules that govern a man? Are there rules that govern a man? A woman? Are there rules that govern a man? A human being?
Or what they are supposed to know?
Both.
Yes, of course. Because you cannot misbehave in society.
Okay.
And say because nobody is perfect.
So I think there's something you're trying to think, but you're not moving. So there's no elasticity in your thinking. Hold on. So if you say your English teacher is perfect, your English teacher submitted themselves to the principles of English. So it's possible that another teacher in English or another teacher of English is not perfect because they did not submit themselves to the principles, right?
Well, that would depend on his level of understanding of the language, of the subject language.
Yeah, but you cannot at this moment introduce dependence if you have already judged someone as perfect based on a certain rules of dependence.
No. English, give that English as an example. Okay,
I'm working with the example.
Yes, okay, as an example. You know, there are some...
Okay, look, honestly, and this is really a little obvious. I think you might need to call me back. Rearrange it.
Please think it through because it's a little too
evident that you're not expanding the logic. The Lords of Logic, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, sir, boy on the line.
Yeah, good to have you here. Thank you for calling the Lords of Logic.
All right. I box corner is somehow. I don't know how to even use. There are some things you said. You mentioned because when they say nobody is perfect, if you kill, then they should just forget it. Is that what you're trying to say? Like maybe when people say.
So let me help you. It would be better if you have a question.
Okay.
Ask me a question.
Okay, good.
Don't throw something at me that might be a wrong description of my intention, like I'm boxing people in. I'm asking you questions and you're falling all over the place. The question is, if we assume nobody is perfect, then we can refer to one of the many imperfections and say that that imperfection should not change because you don't expect it to change from an imperfect person. That's straightforward. But you think I'm boxing you in?
See, the fact is, nobody is perfect.
Good. So then we do not expect errors to change because nobody is perfect.
Nobody is perfect.
Guy, I'm agreeing with you. Hold on a second. No, you're not going anywhere. Seats where you are. Nobody's perfect, right? Good. So that means errors would not change and we should have no expectations of them because that is of perfection.
Yes.
That's a yes?
Yes.
That's straight. Thank you. You don't feel boxed now, do you? Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show.
You look stunned.
Hello.
How are you, the Lords of Logic? Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Me now.
Yo, I can.
Yeah, you have to share on the line.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. The saying is true that nobody is perfect.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. So then,
so
okay.
what's the argument?
Okay, so now if we say nobody's perfect, then human laws should not change. Human flaws should not change, because that's a function of imperfection. That's proof of imperfection. That's evidence of imperfection. So it shouldn't change.
Of course.
Huh?
When you talk about laws, the laws are there in the first place because humans are imperfect.
Okay.
It's like you chose to look at it the other way, but turn the other way, you see that the laws are there because humans are imperfect.
The underpinnings of the presence of the law, would it be, does the law know that you are capable of that which the law institutes? Like if the law says don't kill, the law is saying we know you have the capacity to exercise human will to not kill. So an act or failure to exercise human will means that you can be held, you know, guilty, charged, found guilty, held liable.
Yes.
Good.
You have the capacity to control the situation.
Okay.
But there is this inborn impulse to do what is bad. Even you cannot deny it.
Hold on a second. Let's establish that real quick. When you say inborn impulse, yeah, can we exercise will over that impulse?
Yes.
So if we can exercise will over that impulse, it seems as though, by the submission of your argument, that a lack of exercising that will gets more credit than the choice to exercise will.
If you agree that there is it.
Huh? I'm here with you. Have I lost you? Okay, so we lost this caller. Maybe he's going to call back. I hope he finds time to call back. So think about it again. If you say that there's an impulse to do something wrong. Yeah. So first of all, you have enough consciousness, enough observation, enough awareness to know that there is something in you that makes you do something contrary. So first of all, you know, and the moment you know, you no longer have the luxury, at least I'm persuaded to believe, you can no longer claim ignorance or yeah, you can't claim ignorance because now you know. So if we know that there's something in us that makes us choose contrary to what we know that we must do, it seems as though we're choosing instead to be imperfect because we know the other end of the spectrum, which would require responsibility towards a certain action. The Lords of Logic. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome to the show.
Jay, good afternoon.
Welcome to you. It's good to have you here. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
My name is Daisy.
All right. You're not going to sleep on me now, are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
Calling for the first time.
Welcome, first time caller. It's good
just
to have
right,
you here.
Let me tell you, to call your radio station. It's a project actually.
I commend
your regular caller. There are guys that.
Yeah.
Before you know it, before you say Jack Robinson, they are there. Like even when their call drops, they call back immediately again. I don't get how they do it.
Look, I'm sorry. Well, look, thank all you right. very much for calling.
Okay. So if I take a position, Joyce, that means you take a position as well, right?
No. If you take a position, I'm going to present you a question based on your position.
Okay.
Well, that's a whole concept of thinking. It's like you think real hard.
All right. So no one is perfect.
Okay.
Joy.
All right. All right. Is that your position? That's the first step, right?
Yeah, I'm taking a position.
Good.
I know.
I have a question.
You want to take a position,
Joy? No, I have a question. It's not your position. I have a question.
Right.
We must interrogate your position now. So now this is me trying to interrogate your position, and I have to be off on a break in a moment. So bear with me if this disconnects. All right.
How long does your break take?
Probably like 3 minutes or four.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you the question. You can think about it if it disconnects, and if you're able to call back, good luck. All right.
Joy, it's a pleasure to call you.
I'm so sorry.
Let me have the question.
Okay, good. So if you say nobody is perfect, the proof or the presence, the proof of imperfection are the human flaws, the things that you and I see in day-to-day living, right?
Yeah.
Good. So if we see things that you and I complain about,
yeah.
No, first of all, if we see human flaws and we say nobody is perfect, then we have no justification complaining. We have no reason to complain because now we have said nobody is perfect. We believe nobody is perfect. And that also means, or the implication of that is, we accept every error, even when we don't like it. Is that okay? Is that straightforward enough? Is that clear?
Yeah, it's clear.
So that means that every problem that you and I see, you and I complain about, from killing to stealing to no, all the issues, we should live with them and not expect it to change.
Okay, so...
And not hold anybody accountable for it.
No, I disagree with you.
Okay.
So,
okay, hold on a second. Now I have to go off on a break, and I hope you call back because I really want to hear why you disagree.
Let me see if I can hold on, Joyce.
All right, let's try that. The Sunny Side, Lagos, Nigeria, Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. We'll be right back. No, it's the Lords of Logic. Yeah. Info. What if I told you I feel just as bad as you do right now, that this conversation cannot continue? And really, I've been really trying to get you to thoroughly involve yourself in the logicality. I wanted you and I to have like a back and forth, trying to thoroughly establish this imperfection and what we must tolerate if we tolerate imperfection and what we reject when we reject imperfection. Unfortunately, the time says, well, maybe even fortunately, Carla's here. Happy to see her. So, it looks as though the topic has to come back next week, so you would have an opportunity next week to speak on it. In the now and here, all of her five... Carla's like 5'2". She's not tall. Yeah, all of her 5'2 glory. Carla's on the show. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.